I'm sure many of you have spent time traveling. Traveling can be fun, can be enjoyable. But if you're traveling for more than one day, you're going to have some baggage, right? Whether you call it luggage, baggage, whatever, that you carry with you. And if you've ever flown, you know there's a certain amount of anxiety when you get off that plane. And you go down to the baggage claim and hope that your stuff is going to come down that chute. Yeah, there's a little anxiety there. I remember one time, it was one of the two cruises that Mary and I went on. And they had a large area set up. I don't know how big it was, but it was an enormous area. And every passenger had a place where they had to go, where they could expect to pick up their baggage. And I remember we went there. And don't forget, there's thousands of people coming off this ship. And they all had their luggage, their baggage. And we went to the place where we were supposed to find ours. I looked. Looked, kept looking, couldn't find it. Naturally, thoughts started going through our minds. Are we going to be stuck? What's going to happen now? And then, God's grace, I happened to see this family, because it was a family-type cruise and everything, walking away with luggage that looked like ours. So I caught up to them and got a close look, and son of a gun, it was ours. If it wasn't for the Lord, I don't know where they were from or where they were going or whatever, but who knows where our luggage would have been. And I might have been stuck with theirs. That would have been a nice surprise, right? Open that up. Oh, what's in here? But talk about anxiety. I didn't know what was going on. That was just one of those things. But the Lord got us through it. We got our own baggage, and since then I have additional markings on it, so it's more easily to tell what's ours. Never thought I'd have that problem. But there's other kinds of baggage too. Not just the kind that we carry with us on a trip. There's other baggage that we have to deal with throughout our lives. Sometimes it's guilt. Sometimes it's missed opportunities. Sometimes it's a broken relationship. The hurt that we feel over it. Maybe a financial crisis. So many things that can cause us pain and hang on to us and remind us of failures in the past. And a lot of us carry that baggage around with us all the time. You know, you get up in the morning, there it is. Yeah, that's mine, gotta pick it up, carry it with me. It's relentless. It can be a real heavy burden on us that we were not meant to carry. These things, excuse me, these things can really weigh heavily on us, especially because of the pain we often suffer as a result of some of our past mistakes or relationships or whatever. God gave us a memory, but I don't think it was ever meant to always look on the horrible things of the past. I think he gave us a memory so that we could enjoy those sweet things that we have experienced in the past, especially with respect to his blessings and his grace. Those are the things I think that he wants us to remember. Not some of the harsh realities that we still suffer from. And perhaps some of you are carrying around baggage now. I don't know, but perhaps some of you are. Stuff that you should not be carrying, stuff that's causing you pain. God doesn't want that. He wants you to be free from that. So I'd like to relate a couple of scriptures to you that have to deal with this. This first one might not seem particularly appropriate, but you all remember the parable of the sower, right? The sower sows different seeds, some on the rocky ground, some among thorns, and some on good soil. This is just a passage from that parable. It said, "Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful." There's the baggage, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the desire for other things. All our baggage chokes the word. We received it. We try to live it. We continually take it in. But yet the baggage is a hindrance. Because if we're constantly reminded of that or feeling the pain of things from our past, that's a distraction. That tends to be what we often focus on rather than God and His Word. So those things choke the Word, and we're not as fruitful as God intends us to be. So how do we get rid of the baggage? What's the answer? What do we do? I'm sure that many people search for that. But first of all, we need to realize, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Old things have passed away. That baggage that we tend to carry, done away with. Why do we even think about it? Why do we let it bother us? It's done away with. We're a new creation. Old things have passed away, or at least should have. But sometimes we want to cling on to these things. I don't know why. Why do we cling on to things that that give us pain? Painful memories. I know a lot of us say, well, I really wish I could go back and undo what I did or make a different choice. We can't. There is no going back. But praise be to God, He did away with all of that. He said, I got it covered. My blood has covered that. You don't have to worry about that anymore. You don't have to feel that pain anymore. You don't have to think about those things anymore because they're a hindrance and they're choking my word. We need to realize we truly are a new creation. The old has disappeared. But we're not letting it go. We should. God doesn't remember those things that we did. He's forgiven them. Scripture tells us. He's the only person in the entire universe that can choose to forget something, and he totally forgets it. Can you do that? No, you can't. But he can, and he has. Everything that we've done that has offended him or has been a sin or transgression of some sort, he has forgotten because Jesus' blood covers it all. He doesn't want us to remember it. But we need to realize we are a new creation. Those old things have passed away. They should have no bearing on our lives anymore. Here's what Jesus says. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now everybody reads this scripture and they think it just has to do with salvation. But it's more than that. It's more than that. Many of us are burdened and heavy laden. We labor under the baggage that we're still carrying. And Jesus says, come to me. Come to me. He's got his arms outstretched, offering freedom. This is July 4th time, right? Freedom. He's offering freedom, freedom from all that baggage that we carry around, all those painful memories. And all we have to do is come to him. Come to him. He wants to give us rest. He wants to take the load off us. He says, I want to replace the yoke that is on you now with all that heavy baggage. I replace it with my yoke, which is light and easy to bear. But we still have to come to him. It's a daily thing. It's not just a one-time thing. Okay, I came to Jesus, I got saved. No, it's a daily thing. We need to come daily to him. Lord, take the load off my back, please. That's what we need to do. Go ahead. From Galatians. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Christ has set us free from everything, our past sins, our painful memories, everything. We need to just cast it behind us, right? He has set us free. He has set us free from sin and from other things as well, from the effects of the baggage that we carry. He has set us free from being slaves to our painful past, free from being slaves to sin and other things. But he not only set us free from something, he set us free to something, to live the abundant life, to live a life that is carefree, to live a life that is dedicated to him, a life without fear, a life without pain, a life without sorrow. He set us free to that, from all the things that weighed us down. But yet we continue to go to that baggage claim carousel and continue to pick up the things that weigh us down, that hurt us. It shouldn't be that way. Christ has set us free. We're a new creation. We're free. Free. We don't fully understand the freedom that we have in Christ. Another time we're going to talk about that more. But we are free. We just don't fully realize what that means and how free we are. What does Peter say? Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Jesus came to take our burdens. Why do I still have them on my back? I need to cast them on him, because he cares for me. He cares for you. You need to realize you're a new creation. Old things are done away with. No reason to bear these burdens anymore. Realize you've been set free. Free from all these things. And also realize that Jesus is there to carry those for you. Cast your burdens on him. There's no reason why you should walk out that door later after that free coffee, Russ. Carrying anything on your shoulders except the love of Christ. He's done it all. Cast all these things on him. This is one time when it's good to have your memory fail. Okay? I'm getting older and some of my memory is failing a little bit. And we don't like that. But when it comes to these things, it's a good thing. Lord, take away the painful memories. I give them to you. Because he wants them. He can handle it. He wants you to be free. Free to be loved. Free to love. Free from all the weight and the pain and the sorrow and the regrets. It's all done away with. We need to remember that. The old has passed away. Christ has given us a new life. Those things don't apply anymore. So don't go to that baggage claim anymore. Anytime you're tempted to, say, no, Lord, you've taken this. I'm a new creation. You've given me new life. There's no need for me to feel this pain, regret, sorrow, whatever. No reason. You don't remember them, why should I? It's something that we need to do, probably on a daily basis. Remember, when you get up in the morning, you're a new creation. It's a new day, and the Lord is with you. And he will continue to bless you and take all these cares away from you. Give them to him. He wants them. Praise God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Not only did Jesus die to save us from our sins, but he died to save us from all our issues, all our baggage, everything, to make us new creations, to take away the old and live out the new. Help us, Lord, to be forgetful of those things that still cause us pain, to let them go, to cast our cares upon you, Lord, because you truly care for us. You have made provision for us to be free, totally free. We rejoice in that, Lord. Help us to walk in that freedom. And again, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.